Welcome. This is the Kids Breaking Rules podcast, featuring gum chewing, sagging, shirt tails, and holes in jeans.
Word.
Sagging. Kids at school break dress code each and every day. Sometimes a few groups of kids get away with it because they just barely slip past the teachers that they see. I just think sagging is disgusting because their pants droop all the way to the ground. I also think sagging is the worst because the kids do that, that do sag practically buy pants that are too big for them on purpose. Also, the kids that do sag, they think they're too good and too cool to listen to the teachers telling them stuff. And that's why I think sagging's the worst.
Holes in Jeans by Creighton. My school has many dress code problems. The rule I am going to talk about is holes in your jeans. Some kids have holes in their knees or thighs because their jeans have been worn over the summer or last winter. Your teacher will make you call home for one of your parents to bring you a pair of jeans to school. If your parents can't bring you a pair, the nurse may have some you can wear. If you have already gotten a warning for dress code, you will get a referral for one day and in-school suspension. So remember, do not wear holes in your jeans.
Gum chewing by Nate. Chewing gum should be allowed in school. It makes people's breath smell good. If you're talking all day, you might need it. It also tastes good. We chew it on the bus and the bus driver doesn't care as long as we throw our trash away. At school, we should be able to chew gum. If we don't smack, put it, stick it on your desk, or leave the wrappers on the ground, they should at least give us a try. If we do all those things, they can take it away. My grandma used to be a teacher in Houston, and she let her kids chew gum as long as she didn't see it.
Tails by Scott. When we are at school, there is a dress code. A lot of kids don't like it very much because there's plenty of people who like long shirt tails. But here's the thing. Your shirt tail can't hang below your wrists or you have to tuck it in. Besides, some people don't get the point of it either. Like, why should we have to tuck in shirts just because we are at school? But I think they are trying to get the boys to be gentlemen or something. And even if there is dress code, teachers shouldn't be able to have their shirt tails past their wrists.
Catch us next time with KBR.
Word.